This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India and Bhutan have agreed to establish two cross-border rail links between Kokrajhar and Gegepu and Banerhat and Samchi. Giving details about the rail project with Bhutan, Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw said that this project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan, namely Gelepu and Samchi.
The project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Gelepu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city. And second is Samse, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian Railways at Kokrajhar and Banerhat. The investment which is envisaged at this point of time is about 4,033 crore rupees, 89 kilometers of railway network will be created. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good, seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan by India.
This will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan. The memorandum of understanding for this connectivity was signed during the visit of the Prime Minister to Bhutan last year. India and Bhutan share a relationship of exceptional trust, mutual respect and understanding. This is a relationship that is rooted in cultural and civilizational ties, extensive people-to-people relations, and our shared developmental and security interests.
Earlier today, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary dedicated 7 trains, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains, to Bihar. The 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains will connect Muzaffarpur to Charlapalli, Darbhanga to Madar Junction and Chhapra to Anand Vihar Terminal. 4 new passenger trains connect key towns including Nawada, Islampur, Buxar and Jhajha. With the launch of 3 new Amrit Bharat Express trains, the state's connectivity will further improve, which marks an important step towards realizing the vision of developed India through a developed Bihar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed the need for real-time preparedness to meet both internal and external security challenges. Addressing the India Coast Guard Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said the defence forces must remain ready to respond to address multidimensional security threats. He highlighted that challenges in today's time are more dynamic rather than static, emphasising the need to integrate automated response systems. Underlining that maritime security remains a significant challenge, Mr. Singh said India's coastal boundary is huge and the danger is also equally huge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the New Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg this afternoon. During the inauguration ceremony, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, senior leaders, MPs, MLAs, councillors, union ministers and thousands of party workers will be present. Under Swasth Nari Sashakta Parivar campaign, more than 9 lakh health camps have been organised across the country so far. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said this at a health conclave organised by a private news channel in New Delhi today. Typhoon Bua Loi has caused severe damage in Vietnam, killing 11 people, 17 missing and 33 injured. According to the Weather Agency of Vietnam, Bua Loi had moved along the country's northern central coastline before making landfall early this morning, causing waves as high as 8 metres. The government had evacuated more than 28,500 people while hundreds of flights were cancelled or delayed. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty ended marginally lower in the range-bound market today. The Sensex lost 62 points to close at 80,365, while Nifty decreased 20 points to settle at 24,639. India today swept the podium at the ISSF Junior World Cup in the Women's 10-meter air rifle event in Delhi. Ojaswi Thakur claimed gold medal with 252.7 points. And that is the end of this...